I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Cleanup is underway across many parts of Georgia as the state recovers from deadly flooding. Major highways all around Atlanta are now back open, but look at this. Days and days of flooding have resulted to high waters. Most students in the Atlanta metro area are back in class today, though, after getting a rain day as schools tried to clean up. But schools in few Georgia counties still remain closed. And fresh wildfires are spreading and even threatening hundreds of homes in the Southern California area. The fire, which is in Ventura County, has burned 8,500 acres. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a state of emergency there. Emergency crews say that hundreds of structures are threatened. The fire is only 10% contained. Parts of an Australian turned red, when a dust storm, look at this, picked up throughout the southern part of the country. Health officials are warning for people with asthma or other heart conditions, stay indoors, wear masks like that. Ambulance services say that they've received a lot of calls involving people with breathing problems already. Also, a safety warning out today that could have connections to a deadly airplane crash. European safety experts have issued a warning on part of the Airbus A330 and A340. And the part measures airspeed, and a faulty one could have played a role in the Air France flight that killed 228 people in June. Airbus says that the parts are in limited use. Gas prices are slightly lowered today. AAA now reporting the national average for a gallon of self-serve regular unleaded is $2.54. That is down 0.4 cents from just yesterday. Last year at this time, you remember this, prices for a gallon of self-serve regular were just under $3.73 a gallon. So what a difference a year makes. Those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone.